is high. Take a look, it's in a book. A really
I just love autumn. The trees are bright with color, the air is crisp, and all of my favorite fruits and vegetables are ripe and ready to eat. You know, when I look at all of these wonderful things that come from the earth, it makes me want to stop and say thanks. And a lot of people feel the same way. One group of Native Americans, the Iroquois, begins each morning with a message of respect called giving thanks.
Giving thanks, a Native American good morning message by Chief Jake Swamp. Illustrated by Irwin Printop Jr. Read by Nicholson Earl Billy. To be a human being is an honor, and we offer thanksgiving for all the gifts of life. Mother Earth, we thank you for giving us everything we need. Thank you, deep blue waters around Mother Earth, for you are the force that takes thirst away from all living things. We give thanks to green grasses that feel so good against our bare feet, for the cool beauty you bring to Mother Earth's floor. Thank you, good foods from Mother Earth, our life sustainers, for making us happy when we are hungry. Fruits and berries, we thank you for your color and sweetness. We are all thankful to good medicine herbs for healing us when we are sick. Thank you, all the animals in the world, for keeping our precious forests clean. All the trees in the world, we are thankful for the shade and warmth you give us. Thank you, all the birds in the world, for singing your beautiful songs for all to enjoy. We give thanks to you, gentle four winds, for bringing clean air for us to breathe from the four directions. Thank you, Grandfather Thunder Beings, for bringing rains to help all living things grow. Elder Brother Sun, we send thanks for shining your light and warming Mother Earth. Thank you, Grandmother Moon, for growing full every month to light the darkness for children and sparkling waters. We give you thanks, twinkling stars, for making the night sky so beautiful and for sprinkling morning dewdrops on the plants. Spirit protectors of our past and present, we thank you for showing us ways to live in peace and harmony with one another. And most of all, thank you, Great Spirit, for giving us all these wonderful gifts so we will be happy and healthy every day and every night.
The Earth provides everything we need in order to live. The air we breathe, the water we drink, and of course, the food we eat. Now, Mother Nature may grow the food, but it's up to us to get it. There's some fruit that you can just pluck from a tree, but others, like cranberries, are harvested in a way that will boggle your mind.
On this cranberry farm in Massachusetts, it's a clear, golden October morning. The berries are ripe and ready. It's time for the Beaton family to begin the harvest.
My dad and his dad were farmers, and I learned to love this business.
I knew I wanted to be a farmer. When it was time to go to college, everyone was either going to be an engineer or a nurse or whatever, and I always liked to be outdoors, and I had a great opportunity here with being a fourth generation in a good-sized family business.
The experience of working and being out in nature is what farming is all about. Farmers like to work with nature, and it's pitting your knowledge against your expectations of nature.
Our cranberry bogs are low-lying pieces of land that were planted 80, 90, and even 100 years ago. And this is where our cranberries come from today. The cranberry plant is a long vine. We part the cranberry vines, and we pick an upright. We find that we have, on this upright, three cranberries. When we split our cranberry open, we find it's white inside, the seeds are red, and we have air pockets. These air pockets are what makes the cranberry want to float when we flood our bogs for water harvest.
The first thing we do is we'll flood the bog with water. This enables the berries to flow up on top of the vines, then we can come and eat them off with the machines. Machines, they'll actually knock the berries off the vines through the bars and the agitation of the water, and the berries will float to the surface. After we harvest the berries, the takeoff crew comes behind me and actually takes them right off the bog.
So the berries are floating, and they're floating free in the water, and you need to be able to control the movement of the berries to the elevator in order to get them into the truck. How we do that is we take the rakes and push the berries up the elevator. They won't go up by themselves. You have to push the berries up the elevator.
Favorite time of the year is the fall, right now during the harvest season, because what we have done for the last 365 days is right here before us. Farming, it's different from a lot of other businesses. We work day to day with the land itself and Mother Nature. And if things go right and Mother Nature is kind to us, at the end of the year, which is this time of year in October, we can reap our reward, which is cranberries.
Is that just cranberries and nuts? And the birds like it.
Cranberry bread. That's what I'm in the mood to eat. You know, it's true that nature feeds our bodies, but in many ways, it also feeds our souls. People are inspired by nature, and potters, like the Naranjo family, even use the earth itself to create their art.
Okay, maybe we should put some of the
Naranjo family, Dolly, her mother Rose, and her daughter Jody, make pots from this earth on the Santa Clara Pueblo as their grandmothers did before them.
The mixing of the clay is one of the special parts of making pottery.
Oh, it's cold.
The two types of clay are mixed together to give the red clay substance. I am Dolly Naranjo. My family has been making pottery for generations.
Yeah, I'll go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, it's cold. It's really cold.
The first moment of stepping into it, how cold it is. And after a few moments, you know, it warms up. Your body responds to it. This matter that's extremely silky and soft, it becomes a part of you. Not quite mixed yet because there are white flecks in there that you can see. And if you don't get the white flecks mixed in, then when you're making the pots, it leaves holes. When you've got your feet or your arms in clay, it truly does feel like you're in chocolate pudding. I learned how to make pots in the same way that every child who makes pottery in the pueblos learns to make pottery, which is by watching and doing. The clay is so, so special, and you never waste it. You never, never throw any of it away. You never are disrespectful to the clay in any way. Pottery allows me to feel that I am a part of the world that we live in, and it allows me to be creative, and it allows me to express myself. When you begin working and making a pot, it forms itself. And when the pot is ready to close, then it comes together, and when it's finished, it's finished. But it's impossible to try and make a pot be something that it doesn't want to be. But it's done. Yeah, I know. I have many, many, many polishing stones. The stones that I have were given to me by my mother when I first started making pottery. The firing is to harden the pots. It makes the pots permanent.
The tin is right there.
Pottery making is just simply a part of your daily life. It's what we do. You know, it's who we are. It is our connection to the earth.
When you feel close to nature and realize how much we depend on it, you begin to understand just how important it is that we take care of the earth. That's why these New York City kids are adding a little greenery to their scenery.
We can make the street here look pretty.
Look at that rope.
I just
we can plant the tree so we're gonna get oxygen.
I pulled the whole ground up!
Whoa!
Trees are great because they give birds and squirrels homes to live in, and they give people shade.
We're planting trees so we could save the earth.
He's trying to relax.
We see worms.
I think we dug deep enough.
Because it holds the roots together, and you have to take it off so the roots spread out, and this way it can drink the roots.
So, in other words, it makes it go stronger.
Exactly.
There's a big pile right over here.
Perfect. Okay, buddy.
What kind of tree is it?
This is called a linden tree.
Make sure the tree is straight. Is the tree straight?
Yeah.
It's crooked a little.
About right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's close it up. Let's bury it. Come on, let's go.
Soil.
Wow.
Why are you doing this?
It's for the water not to go out, because we don't want the water to go anywhere else, but we want it to stay in the tree.
I'll see you later.
All right, we're going to open the water now.
Okay.
Hot water. Off.
Oopsie.
Oh, man.
Right here.
Hey, heads up, dude.
Right here.
Okay, bring it over.
I didn't have a turn.
All right. Look.
Harry?
I need to get one now.
Oh, okay.
Samantha, here. Oh, I got it.
We're planting these flowers around the tree to make, it's like to make a home so the tree is like comfortable where it is and happy.
Hands me a flower.
Whoa.
In a circle now.
Make a
nice and pretty.
No,
don't put it in.
Here's a hole.
No. Look there.
I feel great about this tree. And I hope it'll stay healthy and grow very much tall.
Is very precious to us. It's our wonderful, beautiful home. So if it's in your nature to celebrate nature, then here are some books that you'll be thankful for. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, I'm Josh, here to tell you about my first green book. That's the title. And if you're interested in science experiments and conservation, stay tuned and I'll tell you more. In this book, you'll find many ways to show your concern for our environment. There are experiments you can do, like this one. It tests for air pollution in your neighborhood. All you need are some jar lids, small labels, and a piece of cardboard. In this book, you can find out what's biodegradable and what isn't. Can you pick out which of these things will rot on their own and which won't? Look here and see. You can spend hours just leafing through this book. If you want to learn more ways to protect our environment, why don't you try this? After the program is over, go to your library and ask for my first green book.
Hi, I'm Victoria. Let me tell you about a book called A River Ran Wild. It tells the story of a river that was once beautiful. In the beginning, the Indians came to live at the edge of the river. They respected the animals and the earth. Then one day, settlers came to live there. These people did not respect the river. Soon, more people came to live nearby. They built all these factories and dumped waste into the river. The river turned different colors and it smelled really bad. People who cared protested and told people not to dump waste into the rivers anymore. Then once again, the river was clean. This story shows that when people care about the earth, they can clean it up and keep it that way. Now that's beautiful.
Hi, I'm Peter Marino. I just read The Tremendous Tree book. It's a great book for nature lovers. It explains a lot about trees and how they reproduce or make more trees. It shows how you can tell trees apart by looking at their leaves. And throughout the book, there are all kinds of cartoon animals to guide you. The smallest tree is an Arctic birch. The biggest tree is the giant sequoia. It weighs 2,000 tons. How they ever found out how much it weighs, I don't know. Trees are very important. This book gives you some good reasons to protect and preserve them. Why don't you pick up a copy?
Fresh, hot cranberry bread. I've got a few for my friends, and one for me. You know, when you stop and think about it, we have so many reasons to value this earth. It's full of beauty and wonder, and it gives us everything we need in order to survive. And in return, it's up to us to take care of it. And when we do, well, that's one of the best ways that we can say thanks. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Giving Thanks, a Native American Good Morning Message by Chief Jake Swamp, illustrated by Irwin Printup Jr., published by Lee and Low Books. My First Green Book by Angela Wilkes, published by Alfred A. Knopf. The Tremendous Tree Book by Barbara Brenner and May Garalick, illustrated by Fred Brenner, published by Boyd's Mills Press. A River Ran Wild by Lynn Cherry, published by Harcourt Brace and Company.